glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? And also I'm turning to Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For nothing is impossible with God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, July 31st, 2023. Listening friend, I am pumped. I am enthusiastic. I am energized. In fact, I have a special guest, and we're kind of just winging this. I just got a hold of him, and I don't even have like the show prep or the sheets on his accomplishments, how God has used him through these many years. What I know about him is he's energized a friend of mine, a new board member, Bishop Jonathan Franklin, who I met at the state capitol during a prayer rally a few weeks ago. He talked about a book by Dr. Terry Takel about praying the Lord's Prayer at noon. I grabbed a hold of that concept and said, we have to do this as a radio ministry. And some of you might have heard that interview with Bishop Franklin a few weeks ago. And then a week ago Sunday, I shared a message about the Lord's Prayer at the Arrowsmith Christian Church. And I talked all about a summary of that, how I'm just energized. I've been saying the Lord's Prayer and praying it twice a day, every morning and every evening for about a year or two. But this whole concept of doing it as a radio ministry at noon every day has me all fired up. So I'm working on a website and links and further information. But all to say, on the phone lines with me, I was able to track down Dr. Terry in Houston. He's the author of about 16 different books. He's put on hundreds, I think a couple thousand different seminars about prayer and serving the Lord and knowing him better. And he joins me on today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. So, Dr. Terry, thank you for being available. We've talked already for about 10 or 15 minutes. All your ideas and the ways you've seen God using this concept of saying the Lord's Prayer at noon is not only powerful, but it's given me all sorts of additional ideas of what we can do as a radio ministry and how you've seen God use it throughout the country, and you were saying even in Papua New Guinea. So first and foremost, I just really want you to share with our listening friend who you are, how you've seen God use you, and talk about some of your books and this concept of prayer.
Well, thank you. Of course, I've been a pastor in Texas. I was a pastor for 28 years, and we started a church with 8 members. Hmm. And I was in a cabin praying, and he said, build the church in prayer. So I didn't know what that meant because I'd never received a course in prayer or anything. So we made that our challenge. And then he said, look, if you will pray and find me, people will look for you. Hmm. But if you don't pray and find me, then you're going to have to look for people. Which do you want to do? So I said, let's find you. So we went after God, not people. And his presence came. And the church grew from 8 to 2,000 on Sunday. And then I realized there was a book in my heart called Pray and Grow. So I wrote that book. Then I started getting invitations to come and speak in different places. But there were some signature events in my life. One was my wife and I took a motorcycle trip to Colorado, and I was going to build an Ebenezer, which is a heap of stones, mm-hmm. as a testimony to God. And the first stone I picked up on Mount Mizpah, he said, I'm calling you to enter the office of renewal. Hmm. Well, I didn't know really what that meant until finally it just began to unfold that he wanted me to go to local churches and help them pray better, pray longer, and more scripturally. Hmm. Then short time after that, I went to Korea. I was working on my doctorate, and I visited Dr. Paul Cho's church there and got to see Prayer Mountain, which was amazing. And as I came back to Houston, we flew in. I was driving by on Saturday, and all the churches were vacant.
Hmm.
It grieved me that we couldn't have a prayer room in every church where somebody would be waiting on the Lord and praying. So we wrote the book, Making Room to Pray.
Hmm.
And that launched probably about 10,000 prayer rooms across the country, all different sizes, all different makes and shapes. And then I went to a church to preach in Abilene, and the pastor was very depressed on medications, and the members kept coming to me saying, what can we do? And then I realized, Mark, that the pastor sometimes the least prayed for a person in a church, because they think he's supposed to pray for me, but who prays for him? So I wrote my second book called Prayed On or Prayed For, P-R-E-Y-E-R, Prayed For. And that launched me even further into this. So in 1995, God called me full-time just to go and consult churches, conduct seminars in all kinds of churches, and hold unity rallies. Because one thing grieved me, Mark, and I think it grieves you too.
Mm.
Jesus prayed in John 17 that we would be one so that the world will know that he was sent by the Father. And yet the family of God is so divided. So he really put it on my heart to promote unity in the body of Christ. So we would go to, like, for example, we went to Montgomery, Alabama, and had a foot washing and asked different pastors to wash the feet of people who came forward. And a Baptist washed the feet of a priest, and a priest washed the feet of a Pentecostal. And so that kind of unity has been my heartbeat. So the idea of let's all pray together at the same time every day, pray down in high noon, we call it here in Houston. But it's basically we just stop where we are. Maybe the phone goes off or our biological clock goes off, and we say, Our Father. And we started that about 10 years ago, and now there's a great host of people doing it here, Dallas, Fort Worth, Atlanta, Dumas, Texas, Ardmore, Oklahoma. I lost count because it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
You just simply pause where you are, doing what you're doing at noon, and say that prayer, which is a universal prayer known by so many and prayed by so many. And so it's been my heart's passion to wrap the world in prayer at noon. And so we have some attempt to that, but it's like you hearing about it and wanting to do it in Illinois and Indiana. It just kind of catches on. Because it's 21 seconds, maybe 25, and then we ask different people to pray, the mayor, the sheriff, the plumber, the carpenter, a child. And so there was a mixture of voices, of athletes and singing artists, and that added something to it. But it was like, yes, we all have the same Father. So let's look up and say, Our Father. And perhaps we can understand that we're brothers and sisters in his family and promote unity. Because there's nothing more powerful than a group of churches praying together about the same thing on the same page. I just wrote a book on the history of prayer, 21 centuries praying in Jesus' name. And that's been a pattern throughout history that when the church prays together, there's a visitation of God. There's a habitation of God. There's something like the Welsh revival, something like Jeremiah Allen Pierce, Lehman's prayer revival in New York City, 1857. And so it just excited me to think that this could happen, and it is happening. And so that's kind of what, I guess you might say that I said, Lord, put me in your sling and fling me. And so he did. I sat down in his sling, and he flung me.
Well, I know earlier we were just talking about some things along these lines, and, you know, the hairs on my arm were sticking up because I thought, I have a lot of ideas, and then you shared more ideas, and you said, Mark, even in, like, Papua New Guinea, I mean, this thing has taken on a life of its own. And the moment I heard Bishop Franklin talk about it, it was like a no-brainer. I got to be involved in this. I got to help advance this. This is not only a unifier, but so many churches, you know, it's the red letters in the Bible. These are words of Jesus. We can agree on it. We can say this. Children can say it. And Bishop Franklin, who I had on a few weeks ago, he said, yes, just take a 30-second fast. Put your fork down at noon and pray this prayer. And he said, maybe it'll be the catalyst for people to gather together. And it's a template. It's a starting point. It doesn't mean you just have to say that and stop, which is fine and certainly do. But it could be the catalyst to have you pray and expand on the prayer. And I took everyone through last Monday, word by word, R. It's not just my Father in heaven, though he's very personal. He's our daddy God.
Yeah.
But it's our Father. And Father, that's a very endearing term. It's not
approachable.
Yeah, so I walked through all that, but this was something that I couldn't wait to get a hold of you. And so listening, friend, if you're tuned in now, this is Dr. Terry Tackle. If you do a search on him, you'll see many of the books that he's penned, many on prayer. I highly recommend, and I hope maybe at some point we can either bring him to our area, or we're also launching our prayer initiative on November 11th at the Virginia Theater, where we're hoping to gather 1,500 passionate followers of Jesus to not talk about prayer, to not be taught on prayer, but to pray and to worship this holy God that's accessible, that Jesus taught us how to approach him, our Father. And so, Dr. Terry, I'm just so excited. I just want you to share some more, because I want to send this to all those that gather the first and third Thursday at the Great News Media Center, where we pray, and for the pastors that are coming together every month for our once-a-month Ministry Leaders Network luncheon. And I just think this is something that the Lord would bless us. In fact, as we were talking and I called you up, I was just typing in, what might God do if thousands, if tens of thousands, if millions all at noon were saying the Lord's Prayer and thinking about God and praying to him? And you're giving me more and more ideas, and you've done it. You've seen what God has done. So talk a little about Papua New Guinea, which is across the world for many of us, but where God has really taken this Lord's Prayer and instilled it into people's hearts.
Well, yeah, and I don't even really know how they got hold of it. It's just that they contacted me and said, sign us up, because we in Papua New Guinea are praying at noon. And then I heard the National Prayer Committee of the British Isles, that they set a goal of 1 million to pray the Lord's Prayer at noon. And I don't know if it came from us or whether just the Holy Spirit birthed them in, because I think this is a Holy Spirit idea.
Yeah.
And he'll just drop it in his people's hearts. But the exciting thing, Mark, was to see cities grab this. Like I mentioned Dumas, Texas. Every church is praying that prayer at noon. 600 people in the Catholic Church signed up. And then a meatpacking plant there has a whistle that goes off at noon, and everybody stops what they're doing, and they say the Lord's Prayer. And that's just one sample of hundreds of places across the nation where people do that. You can be a seasoned believer, or you can be a new believer. For example, I do funerals for about 4 funeral homes here in Houston, and my specialty is doing funerals for families that don't have a pastor. Like last week, I buried a man, and at the end of the funeral, I said, how would y'all like to do a keepsake for Brian? That was his name. I said, how many of you will say the Lord's Prayer at noon to say, this is in remembrance of Brian, a keepsake of prayer? They all, 250 people, lifted their hand, Mark, to pray, salvaging the grief of a funeral to thousands of prayers in a year by all those people, just like those people alone. And so it's such, it's a creative way to be a keepsake. It's a creative way to promote unity. It's a creative way to just personally see the importance of prayer in my life. Because when I pray that prayer, I believe it. Like, give me this day my daily bread, which is an interesting Greek word because it means the bare essentials of life. Actually, translators thought that Jesus had made that word up, but they found some domestic manuscripts and found that word And it meant like a grocery list. That's what it meant. Kind of like Jesus probably went to the store for Mary. And so he used that word, Lord, give us our grocery list. So it's so magnificent that we go from kingdom and his will being done, and then, Lord, give us our grocery list, the very essential things that we need in life. How magnificent that that prayer covers the whole realm of what we need. But the key was, hallowed be your name, because if his name is hallowed, his kingdom will come, and his will be done, because that's the two results of making his name, not our name, our denomination's name, or any other name, but his name, lifted up high, put the spotlight on it, bring it to the front of the line, and say, it's all about Jesus. And so that's been another exciting part of that. So I was thrilled to just help get it started here in Houston. And I just thank God for all the results that it's producing.
Well, I think God's going to do a number of things throughout central Illinois here in west central Indiana, and I'm praying for millions. I'm hoping that this will catch fire as we, through our 19 radio frequencies, promote it. I'm hoping to record a number of our listeners at noon, so every day at noon there'll be a reminder and a voice of somebody saying and praying the Lord's Prayer, and through our prayer initiatives and bringing the pastors together, it'll become this movement of God. Now, I do have a future book, if you haven't already written it yet, but maybe it's titled The Keepsake of Prayer, and you can share some of those examples on how people can do it in remembrance of a loved one or how they can connect with God. But The Keepsake of Prayer, have you written that one yet?
No, but I think I'm going to.
Well, Dr. Terry, I want to make sure our listeners can search for some of the books that you've written on prayer.
My website is real simple. It's prayerpointpress.com. One word, prayerpointpress.com.
And your last name is T-E-Y-K-L, Dr. Terry Teykel. And he's my guest today on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, you can find it at WLUJ.org, also at GreatNewsRadio.org. You can pass it on to a friend or encourage somebody to take the challenge to be one of those that is committed to every day at noon saying the Lord's Prayer, praying the Lord's Prayer. In fact, I'm working on the website, saythelordsprayeratnoon.com, saythelordsprayeratnoon.org. Also, praythelordsprayeratnoon.org and praythelordsprayeratnoon.com. See, I ran. When I heard this concept, I thought, I got to get those domains, and I got to encourage people to get there and learn about resources and praying the Lord's Prayer. And also, we're working on getting copies of your book, Praying the Lord's Prayer at Noon. In fact, Bishop Jonathan Franklin said, Mark, I want to help underwrite the cost of 50 copies so they can be given out. And I'm working on a form so people can sign up and we can figure out how to mail them or for people to pick them up, along with some of the other initiatives. Like I mentioned, the November 11th gathering at the Virginia Theater, where we as believers in Jesus will come together and pray and see how God will answer those prayers for our city and our community and our nation. And Dr. Terry, I know we pulled this all together in moments before today's broadcast, and so I don't know if you're available, but tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, I would love to have you walk us through the Lord's Prayer word for word, like as you were mentioning what the Lord meant about that list, that grocery list, and how God being sovereign, our Father in heaven. I did this a little bit last week, but I'd love for you to walk us through on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, the Lord's Prayer, and again, be that catalyst for us in central Illinois and west central Indiana. And hopefully we have friends around the world. We can all get motivated to say the Lord's Prayer. And I'll have a website eventually up and running where we can sign up and take the Praying the Lord's Prayer at Noon challenge or the initiative, just so that I would love to go into a restaurant and suddenly ding, 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 people's phones or people's iPads or whatever, bing, because it's time to pause for those 25, 30 seconds. And that unity that we all agree on the Lord's Prayer and the meaning behind it. So if you can join me tomorrow on Tuesday and we can talk about the Lord's Prayer, I think that would be wonderful. In our closing minute or two, what would you want to leave our listeners with, maybe thinking about or contemplating or raising awareness?
Just the power of prayer. As I wrote the history book, just to see how people through the ages have prayed that prayer, have sung that prayer, have memorized that prayer, especially for generations of people who couldn't read or write. Hmm. It was a privilege to pray it to them, to help them remember it so that they would have a prayer.
Hmm.
So it's just the foundation for me of prayer that everything grows off of, and I'm just enamored with it, very much so.
Hmm.
It was the theology of the early church and their operating system,
yeah.
You might say.
Yeah, kind of the bread and butter.
Yes. So I'd be most happy to share even more as we go through this together.
Well, listening friends, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, obviously you can hear I'm excited, but how passionate Dr. Terry is. He's taught on the Lord's Prayer. He's spoken the Lord's Prayer probably thousands, maybe millions of times. And I think tomorrow, I hope you can join us again for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, heard at 7:32 a.m. with a 7:32 p.m. re-airing. That's Central Time, 8:32 a.m. and p.m. for our great Indiana listeners. But let's be mindful of praying up Dr. Terry. He has some more books in his heart and mind to convey to us. And you can find out more at prayerpointpress.com, prayerpointpress.com. And I'm going to figure out how to get many copies of the book, Praying the Lord's Prayer at Noon, to be available for you in the days ahead as we take up the challenge or we take up the initiative or we take up this God, Spirit-led praying of the Lord's Prayer at noon each and every day. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Dr. Terry with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. And have a great day and night.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.